Hey, you're listening to Terry, and this is episode 224.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. Thank you so much for checking us out. If you're listening to this podcast at this very moment, if all went well and we didn't miss a connecting flight or anything, I'm somewhere in the Caribbean on a cruise ship right now enjoying some time with my family. I pre-recorded this podcast and webinar to go out to you today. Just to keep up with all the people that are saying, if I don't send one out within a week, I'm getting emails, is everything okay? Or where are you at? So sometimes I feel like I'm sending out too much content, but you guys are always very polite and very kind and encouraging to say, hey, we're waiting on some more information. So I do appreciate you guys. If you do ever have a question, if I'm sharing anything in one of these podcasts or one of my webinars that are posted on my site, just about all the time, if you're looking at it on the website, you can put comments under the content and ask questions right there. You can also go to TerryWilson3.com/contact and reach out there. Of course, you can always call us at 800-673-1728. If you got a question about business, about using a tool, about strategies on how to grow your business, different business opportunities that you're looking into and wanting some pointers there, we would be more than happy to help you in any way we can. We got over 3,000 active affiliates and certified trainers and reps who are here to help you to take your money, your business, your life to the next level. As you can see by the banner that's in behind me here today, I want to talk to you about something I covered last year, but it's also part of my new book, which you can get a free copy at TerryWilson3.com/worthmore. And that's a book. It's a sort of life's lessons that I've picked up over 25 years of being in business, starting out in high school, getting recruited into direct sales by a guy who got recruited into direct sales by Zig Ziglar, and who had a huge impact on my life, and the words that he gave me that day that disrupted my day and sort of embarrassed me, and I share it in the book, is where he looked right at me, and for whatever reason, he looked at me and said, "You are worth more." And that's the whole title of my book, and I go into how those five words became a reality and a sort of a commission for me to take hold of. And now I share it with everybody I come in contact with. I truly believe if you will believe in yourself, if you will break away from some maybe bad habits, maybe some bad thinking and bad thought patterns that we all have to go through, that you really, you truly can go to whatever level that you want to. But it takes action, it takes activity, it takes a determination that you're not going to allow, you know, things that would ordinarily discourage some people to discourage you. And so when I was thinking about what can I share in this podcast today, especially with me going out on vacation while you're watching this, I started contemplating my last probably 40, 50 coaching calls I've had over the past week, where a lot of the topics that we've been covering and helping people is about mind shifts and shifting your mind for success. And the greatest mind shift that I seem to find in a lot of people that are just starting out to becoming an entrepreneur or wanting to improve their entrepreneurial venture that they're on is the idea of income growth and what it takes to have income growth and the mind shift that has to take place in that process for you to truly see your your goals, your dreams, the places you want to go, for it to be a reality and not just wishful thinking. So I want to get into that with you today, give you these five, what I call the five laws of income growth. Some of it's going to be common sense and you'll intellectually understand it, but I want to drill down to you emotionally, spiritually, not just from an intellectual, but from a gut level. Does it make sense and does it resonate with you? Is it a reality or is it just a good thought? Because until sometimes things can intellectually bounce around our head, but it's not in our gut. And so until it's in our gut and it becomes part of us, you know, it's just a thought. It's not really activity and action. So let's get right into it. The number one law, and I put it right up front, is the only person who'll pay you ever what you're worth is you. I was at a lunch today with a fellow entrepreneur and close friend of mine who started a fairly large business, and we were talking about how entrepreneurs and the difference between, you know, an entrepreneur and your typical person is, we'll work 80, 100 hours a week just so we don't have to work 40 hours with someone else. And we joked about it, but we drilled down to it, and, you know, one of the big things, and we was talking about he's going to this place and I'm going here and we're doing this and sort of just sharing our notes of what we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks is, how freeing it is that I've got five children and a wife. I didn't have to go and beg and plead or make a case for why I deserve time off or why I want to do this and why, you know, I might want more than just a week off. I might want 2 or 3 weeks off. I didn't have to go through all of that as your typical person that has to work for someone. Now, I'm not downing anyone that's employed. I'm not downing, you know, a regular job. You know, God bless you if you like what you're doing. But if you're the type of person that you know deep down inside, there's just something inside of you says, you know, I want to be and have control of my own destiny. I don't like being in a position where I ever have to ask for a raise or justify why I'm worth more or justify why I need time off. But I would rather be in a position where if I want to take it, I take it. If I want more, I know I can always make more just by executing on my value that I offer the marketplace. That's what being an entrepreneur is all about. And that's really the first law of income growth. You will never become financially free working for someone else. I mean, it's just counterintuitive. If they paid you what you were worth, they wouldn't make a profit. So you can never make what you're worth when you're working for someone else. That's why you always, even when I was working, and I share this in the book, and like I said, this comes straight out of my book, even when I was employed with someone else, I renegotiated my contract to where I had no guarantees, no safety nets, but I got to have shares in everything I brought to the table and everything I built. It was almost like being a partner without having to have an investment other than my own sweat equity. And that's what it takes. If you ever want to see your true financial freedom grab a hold and become a reality rather than just wishful thinking, then you've got to grab a hold of this. And I know that this is, you know, for a lot of you guys, well, duh, Terry. But I'm telling you, this is a big mind shift for a lot of people. See, a lot of people don't understand law number two, that most financial problems don't originate from lack, but fear. See, the reason why I, from time to time, have not earned and not achieved my greatest potential, the reason why maybe you don't at times, is because of fear, not lack. Money is not, financial freedom and success. That's not a money issue. It's a mind issue. I'm telling you, if you can get beyond your fears, and what's the number one fear most people have when it comes to being an entrepreneur? Failure. Everyone is just afraid they're going to fall flat on their face and they're going to lose time, lose money, lose this, lose that. Well, let me go ahead and just take you to the end of the book. You will have failure. You just will. You're a human. But guess what? If you will do it the right way and you mitigate your risk, you have small failures, small failures, small failures, success. Small failures, small failures, success. Small failure, success. Success, success, failure. You see, eventually you learn, and what I was talking about in my other podcast last week, is there's a difference between going in circles and going in cycles. You know, there's nothing wrong with facing some of the same issues that you've had from time to time. As long as the next time you face that issue, instead of being on the same level, you're at this level. you see. So don't be afraid of failure. Don't be fearful that people are going to reject you. Don't be fearful. Like right now, I kid people all the time. I got a face for radio. I don't need to be on no podcast that's got my video out there. But people and consultants and people, coaches that I've paid good money to take coaching from says, Terry, you have got to get out on video. That's where everything is going. And I can tell you, I've only been doing it for 3 weeks and I've already seen my podcast do this. I already had exponential growth and impact in the trainings and things that I'm producing just because I'm producing it as a video now as well. I had to overcome a failure, a fear, of rejection, maybe a fear of, you know, I'm probably not that great in that medium. I'm better, you know, in audio, but I've had to get over it. And just by taking my own advice, I've already seen improvement. You have to do the same thing. Whatever it is that you're afraid of, don't worry about it. One of the things I teach in our marketing class for members at TerryWilson3.com is you only have to have 2% of the people you talk to engage with you to be successful. See, most people think they have to have, you know, the majority of people they run into from a day-to-day basis to be successful. If I call 1,000 people with my voice broadcast dialer, leave them a message on the machine that says, hey, this is Terry. I'm offering this for this, but I'm only offering it for the next 2 days. Give me a call back at or go to www. Whatever the case may be. I don't bother them. It's left on their voicemail. Guess what? 98% of the people that hear my message say, this guy's crazy. But guess what? 2% of them, that's 20 people out of 1,000. They respond. And out of those people, half of them usually purchase. Now, if that call only cost me $15-$20 and I'm making $400 to $1,200 per sale, do the math. I can afford to be rejected every once in a while. That's what you got to get your mindset around the laws of income growth. You can't apply the laws of just social interaction. I need half the people I respond to or 80% of the people I respond to need, won't accept, and welcome me. If that's your mindset, then you're going in already setting it up for failure because that's not business. That's not how income growth happens. All you need is 2%. Third, effort is commendable, but execution is commissionable. I learned this from Coach Dean Smith years ago when I heard him at a basketball camp. The point is, and this is one of the biggest hurdles I see a lot of people that are coming from the workplace of being employed as an employer going into being an entrepreneur. You can work as hard as you want. It doesn't matter. It's about the execution of a plan, a strategy. And so you're conditioned in the workplace that I work hard, and I deserve. I put in my time, I put in my hours, I put in my effort, I deserve. Entrepreneurialism is right opposite. I've worked for months and not made a dollar. I've done two things right in one day and made $30,000. You see, it's not about effort, it's about execution. And I always recommend people, when you're first starting out becoming an entrepreneur, get this success mindset sunk in and think about it on a deeper level. Don't worry about if you're not effective immediately. Don't worry about if you're not making scores immediately. As long as you're learning through this process, it is well worth it. Now, if you keep repeating the same mistakes and you go nowhere, that's where we're going in circles and not in cycles. Okay, we got to keep growing. But execute. Don't be afraid. Number four, if I can get over there, and education may cost you, but ignorance will crush you. I covered that last week, so I'm going to go on to number five. Life events do not dictate your value, but your response alone does. Bad things happen to everyone. They just do. But it's how you respond to those challenges, it's how you respond to those things that's going to set you apart from everyone else. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you're enjoying our shows at TerryWilson3.com. Reach out and connect with us. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson at TerryWilson3.com. Talk to you later. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.